The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoner.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Oh, fuck yeah. What's up, everybody? Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 38. Happy 420, everybody. It is the 420 special. Welcome to all of those of you who are listening and watching live on Periscope and on Twitter, celebrating this 420 with us. Welcome to everyone listening to the audio on stonerjesus.net, cannabisradio.com, and other places, other platforms, wherever you listen to or watch the show. Ththank you for checking us out. It is April 20th, 2018, 420. It's a 420 celebration. With the full 2 hours of the show on video, you're going to have to become a patron on patreon.com/stonerjesus420. You get the first hour, all the shows we do, the two-hour shows, streamed live on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420. We normally do them on Sunday nights, but of course it's 420. It's a special day, so we're here doing the show. There's a... a lot of videos to play for you today, a lot of 420 celebrations going on, a lot of 420 stories to cover. Also, we have This Date in Stoner History in the first hour, along with a voicemail from St. Peter. This fucking computer over here, it's like the Wi-Fi is bad, so I'm not, like, the feed that I'm using to watch the show to see if it's okay is fucked up. I don't know if that's me. Everything looks fine here, but it looks fucked up over here, but my Wi-Fi is fucked up, and hopefully it goes well. There's a lot of people on the internet talking about how awesome 420 is. They're clogging up the lines and shit. So anyway. Now, second hour, we have more 420 stuff. Also, have a classic interview with the guys from StuffStonersLike.com. And a lot of weed-related videos I've done, obviously. I could have played any of them, but I wanted to go back to 2014, I believe it was, and StuffStonersLike.com. The guys run that website. We followed each other forever on Twitter since we've both been on here. And, you know, so it's the one I picked. That's the one I'll play at the end of hour two. I might try to fix this Wi-Fi situation too after we go to break. We don't need this computer for anything other than to make sure the stream is okay. And if the fucking stream doesn't look okay, then that's a problem. So anyway, comment at me on Twitter, whatever. I'll see if the, let me know if the stream is glitching for you or maybe it's just me. I don't know. It's fucking on my 420. Harsh in my mellow, kid, as the kids say. That's what they say. You're harsh on my mellow, kid. Anyway, this is the Stoner Jesus Show. Chapter 1, verse 38. You can get all the chapter and verse video versions of the show. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Now, last week we went to Cancun, Mexico for spring break. If you didn't watch that episode, it's verse 37. Go check it out. See the first hour on Twitter or Periscope if you have Periscope. Or, of course, you can find the audio at stonerjesus.net. Anyway, I told you last week when we were in Cancun, I got word through the grapevine that St. Peter was very pissed that we had gone to Cancun. He's not a fan of us doing things without him. Well, this week, apparently, he left a voicemail and being his very annoying self, as he usually is. It's why I've loved not having him here at the show. He keeps threatening to come back. Well, I don't guess he sees it as a threat, but I do. I see it as a very dire threat that he's going to come back here and do the show. So anyway, I guess he was so pissed off about the spring break thing that he wanted to tell me yet again how pissed off he was This Wi-Fi thing is getting on my nerves. I'm going to have to check it out during the break. Damn it. Harshing my 420 mellow, man. It's blasphemy. Blasphemy on this of all days. He's fucking with me. Who's he? I don't know. Stoner Pops? Maybe he's fucking my internet connection? He's quite the prankster. Quite the prankster. Anyway, St. Peter left a voicemail. He's pissed about us going to Cancun.
Hey, asshole. Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. I've been drinking a little bit. I know it's 420, I'm supposed to be smoking weed, but fuck that. I ain't smoking any weed, I'm drinking. Fuck stupid 420, fuck you, Jesus. I saw your fucking little videos where you were at the spring break with the show to Cancun last week. That's some bullshit, Jesus. I like begged you for years to like go somewhere cool for like spring break, and I could turn on the thing and it's like you're in Cancun, Mexico for spring break, and like the fucking beach is there and I could hear like the birds chirping or whatever. It really pissed me off. Jesus, we always went somewhere like stupid, like the Ohio River or some bullshit. I begged you for years, Jesus, to like go somewhere cool, and like I'm not there, and then like you're off to fucking Cancun or whatever, fucking the bitches and drinking the 40s and whatever, and you fucking left me out, dude. It's bullshit. I'm gonna be back here soon, Jesus. We're gonna do some cool shit, and like you're gonna take me with you to do the cool shit, cause I wanna do that cool shit too. Like I wanna do the cool shit in Cancun, but I couldn't do the cool shit in Cancun because you didn't take me to Cancun to do the cool shit, and that's bullshit, Jesus. So yeah, so then we're gonna do cool shit, not dumb shit, cool shit. The dumb shit you usually have me do. That's another thing, Jesus. I'm doing more than less of that dumb shit when I get back to.
Oh, my God.
I gotta go.
Yeah, let's go.
I guess I'm gonna do that. I forgot. I gotta drink more. There we go. I gotta drink more.
Good.
Asshole. We're going to Cancun, bitch.
No.
Fuck you, Jesus.
Oh, there was more. Oh, wow. There was a minute and 57 seconds, and it just seemed like so long. Seemed like it was such a long voicemail. It's a lot. Think about having that voice by you, in your ear, all the time, every day. Oh, fuck. That boring, just droning on and on, and the constantly repeating himself and rephrasing himself in different ways. All of that awful fucking voice. God damn it. Between him and the Wi-Fi on this computer, my buzz is being, my heart, my mellow is being harshed. Totally harsh, dude. Totally. Coming up, we have This Date in Stoner History. Segment we haven't done in a while. We're bringing that shit back. Special 420 edition. Also, we're going to get into some 420 videos, including what to do if you're too high. Some very important advice from some lady on the internet. I don't know. I mean, if some lady on the internet is not an authority on what to do if you're too high, then I don't know. I don't know what we're all doing here. If some random woman on the internet can't give you good advice about what to do if you're too high, quote unquote, we got all that coming up. Stoner and Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 38. It's a 420 celebration. If you're watching on Periscope or Twitter or whatever, if you're on Periscope, of course, click those hearts. If you're on Twitter, retweet, like, I mean, I guess likes. Or, I mean, I guess you can do something with those now. I don't know. I guess that makes it show up in people's feeds. It's hard to tell what's going on. Retweet is better. I do know that. But on Twitter, 9 years. They keep changing shit. But I know retweets put it in front of your people. So go check that out. The retweet option. It's much better than the like option. At least in my very... Well, my expertise. I haven't been on Twitter for a while. Retweets. Hearts on Periscope. I have no idea what that means. I don't know. If you get 1 million hearts, does it mean anything? Probably not. I have like 23,000. Does that mean anything? Absolutely not. Of course it doesn't. But give them anyway because it's cool. They like float up in the air, like in front of my face. It's like, ah, hearts. Look at that, man. 420 hearts. Hit the hearts. If you love 420, if you're high right now, hit the hearts. That's right. That just seemed like a DJ. Yeah, hit them hearts, man. This has gone on long enough. Stern Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 38. 420 celebration. We have this date in stoner history coming up. It's very, very important. Whoops. I'm going to screw something up there. It's very important that you know these things. I bring you nothing but good, solid, pertinent, practical information, especially on 420. Stoner Jesus Show. We'll be back, Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on StonerJesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on StonerJesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, nextbardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll your own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out nextbardo.com. That's nextbardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20, and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word. Stoner Jesus to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. StonerJesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at nextbardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show.
Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for hundreds of centuries. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Ugh. Fucking technical issues with the playback. I fear a lot of people on Periscope and then Twitter and shit aren't seeing us. If you're all having the same issues that I'm having, which I don't know. At the very least, it'll be on replay. It'll be on podcast at stonerjesus.net. Of course, the full 2-hour video of the show you can find by becoming a patron, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. It is chapter 1, verse 38, our 420 special. Happy 420 to everyone out there. Yeah, this computer is just not connecting to the Wi-Fi. There's something wrong. I don't know. So this computer's out. If you're trying to contact me on Twitter or whatever, I'll check shit during the break. If you're commenting on Periscope, I can't see that shit. My Wi-Fi's fucked up. But this is what I'm doing the show on is hardwired to the internet. So hopefully, so far, that doesn't seem to be a problem. Because I got very important stuff going on. Just trying to ruin it. Got a bunch of videos to play here in the first hour and in the second hour. Again, if you want the second hour on video to see all the stuff we're talking about, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron of the show. It'd be awesome if you help to support us. Also, click our sponsor banners on stonerjesus.net. It's another way to help us on stonerjesus.net. There's also links to all of my social media, a bunch of past episodes, all that shit. Find the show live. You get all the live streams are all on one page. Just all kinds of stuff. It's great. StarJesus.net. Any info on the show that you need, including our sponsors, click their banners at StarJesus.net. Now, segment we haven't done in a while. This date in Stoner history. This date in Stoner history sounds like what it is. Go back in history to a date where a momentous milestone occurred in Stoner history, and then tell you the story in a segment called This Date in Stoner History. So, it's a very succinct summary of how the segment came to be. One of the oldest segments in Stoner Jesus show history goes all the way back to with Stoner Jesus pickup lines, and, well, that's it. Those are the oldest ones. Oh, Rate the Bait. We used to Rate the Bait back in the day. Old, old segments. This Date in Stoner History has survived. Anyway, in this date in Stoner history, we're going back to 2002. It was April 20th, 2002. This dude named Larry lived in Georgia. Him and three of his buddies, their names aren't important. It doesn't matter. Larry's name is barely important, but he was the leader. So Larry and his three buddies in Georgia. It was April 20th, 2002. Just several months, just like what? 7 months after 9/11. Brutal day in American history. If you don't know about 9/11, 2001, we'll go look it up. I mean, fuck. I'm not a history teacher. What I'm talking about is April 20th, 2002. Larry and his buddies, they were still pissed. They were still sad. They were still depressed. They were still, they wanted to do something. They wanted to do something to recognize what happened on 9/11. But what could they do? There were just four dudes in Georgia. But they knew in a couple weeks when all this started, this conversation started, between the friends, that in a few weeks, 420 was coming up. They had heard about 420. They heard some, underground people were celebrating it. It was cool. It was about weed. And if there was one thing that Larry and his buddies loved, maybe even more than their awesome, awesome country, Go America, was weed. They want to somehow combine the two. What could they do that could combine weed and to celebrate 9/11 as an event? Well, that's when Larry got the idea for the Twin Tower Joints. That's right. The Twin Tower Joints. Two joints that look like the World Trade Center, the Twin Towers. They would be side by side. The Twin Tower Joints. Now, this effort was going to take a lot of engineering. There was a lot of designing involved. Larry and his friends really got into this shit. Designed these two towers. And of course, they had to decide, well, how are you going to smoke two towers? We can't really smoke two towers because they're vertical. They're not horizontal. They're vertical. So how are they going to do it? Of course, they decided on the hot box. They would do it in Larry's garage. Inside Larry's garage, the hot box, the two Twin Tower joints. Now, how were you going to set them on fire? Well, how else would you set the Twin Tower joints on fire by taking little paper airplanes and lighting them on fire and throwing them into the buildings. Sorry, the joints. You throw enough of these flaming planes into the Twin Tower joints and they will light on fire. They will burn. They will fill the garage and they will hotbox the garage with the Twin Tower joints. And that's what they did for weeks. They designed, they built these two massive square joints on like a plywood base full of weed. Massive. If you're watching the video, you see my hands. Probably gives you absolutely no idea of the size. I don't know how much, because my hands are much closer to the camera. My face, like this. They're big, like the Twin Towers. On 4/20/2002, him and his friends started lighting paper airplanes on fire and throwing them into the Twin Tower joints until the Twin Tower joints lit a flame and filled the garage with the sweet, sweet healing smoke of Mary Jane. Larry and his friends, through all their hard work, they set a stoner milestone. That's why they're part of this day in stoner history. They celebrated the wondrousness of America by building Twin Tower joints and lighting them on fire with little flaming paper airplanes. And Larry and his friends proved something else that day. They proved that the destruction of the Twin Tower joints was indeed an inside job. Thank you. Thank you. I know you're out there cheering for me. You may be saying, hey, that was a long way to go for that joke. Well, you're probably right. But I think the trip was worth it. Besides, it's a good story. Larry and his friends, they were great. Very important things. They went on to very important things. Not as important as that. Therefore, not important enough for me to like relate to you. But they went on to more important things. Well, less important things, actually. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 38. Happy 420, everyone. I'm going to try to get this damn Wi-Fi on this other computer working. It's really, really annoying me. Why I will not connect, what the problem is. I don't know if it's a 420 thing. All the stoners are packing the internet superhighway, as it used to be called. Nobody calls it anymore, the internet superhighway. What happened to that? It was good. Now it says it's connected. Let's see. Holy crap, man. Yeah, I'm getting notifications now. So if you're watching the show on Twitter, tweet at me, StonerJesus420. You can, of course, email the show, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, all my social media. The important ones are linked to StonerJesus.net. All information on the show can be found at StonerJesus.net. Go check that shit out. Coming up, we got some videos, including some video from San Francisco. Also, what to do if you're too high. It's very important on this day to know what to do if you just get to be too high. You have this lady from the internet to talk you down from it. All that's coming up. I'll go retweet and give the hearts too. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 38, the 420 special. Happy 420, everyone. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas. Everything Planet Everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planet Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 38 is the 420 special. Happy 420, everybody. Those of you checking us out on Twitter and Periscope, on the live stream, thank you. Usually do this Sunday nights on Twitter and on Periscope. Of course, sternjesus.net for all information on the show. If you want the full 2-hour video of the show, we'll do 2-hour, hour two after we get done with this hour. Of course, hour two follows hour one. Isn't that amazing? Well, check the full video, patreon.com/sternjesus420. Become a patron of the show so you get the full 2-hour video every week, all the chapter and verse videos on demand, and help out the show. You can also help out the show by checking out our sponsor banners on stonerjesus.net. Now, we have many videos about 420. I put out a call on Twitter for people's like personal celebrations or personal videos that they took, they might have put on YouTube to send me a link. But I realize, as it is most years, people are, you know, having a good time on 420. Most of them aren't uploading to YouTube. Most of those videos will be uploaded the next few days of people taking 420 videos and putting them on YouTube. So if people still tweet them after the show is done at me, I will retweet those YouTube videos to thank those people for participating. So let's get into it. 420, bitches.
All right, yeah. From the hot list to the pot list. Yes, tomorrow's date is 420, a number that's become the symbol of marijuana. There's no denying the exploding business and cultural influence of weed. So let's look at 420 by the numbers.
Let's do it.
Weed, man, what's up, weed?
Ah, yes, the movie Half-Baked seemed to foretell the fact that marijuana would be the number one fastest-growing industry in the U.S.
I got whoever's next.
With sales around $10 billion in 2017. How did the number 420 get its significance? By most accounts, 420 was the time to meet and smoke. The number has repeatedly, of course, found its way into pop culture. In Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which cast Sean Penn as a stoner, the final score of the game was 42-0. There's even an episode of Family Guy named 420. And on $100,000 Pyramid, Snoop Dogg displayed his uncanny knowledge of telephone country codes.
And it's the country code for the Czech Republic.
420, baby.
Among the almost 1,000 synonyms for marijuana on Urban Thesaurus are wizard cabbage, snicklefritz, dankrupt.
Snicklefritz? Never heard anybody say that. I think dankrupt refers to, like, not having any weed, but continue.
Uncle Gary, Snoochie Boochie, and one more from the movie Half-Baked.
Snoochie Boochie.
Maui Wowie!
Yes.
See, Maui Wowie is a strain.
Half-Baked also seems to certify research that pot smokers eat an average of 600 more calories per day.
Pizzas, we need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them.
On the other hand, one-third of U.S. cannabis crops are grown indoors, and that takes a lot of electricity. In fact, enough to power 1.7 million homes. The energy needed to produce a single joint is enough to make 18 pints of beer. There are over 2,500 marijuana business licenses just in Colorado. More than 900 of them are for dispensaries, and that's more than Starbucks, McDonald's, and 7-Elevens combined. And check out this Girl Scout. She sold over 300 boxes of cookies in 6 hours outside a dispensary. You know what they say, location, location, location.
That is indeed what they say. There you go, there's a little overview. For those of you who needed an overview, or a rather superficial one at that. But nonetheless, it is, you know, it's 420. This next one is, I guess it was this morning on a news channel in San Francisco. They're talking about the upcoming gathering on San Francisco's famous Hippie Hill.
It's Friday, April 20th, and today Bay Area pot enthusiasts are
about
to celebrate the first 420 since marijuana became legal in California. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Ann Makovic in for Kenny. And as KPI 5's Katie Nielsen explains, the new law could bring out some newcomers, and the city is getting ready for some big crowds.
They're expecting record crowds here at Hippie Hill in Golden Gate Park. And this year, the city is actually teaming up with a private sponsor to make sure everything goes smoothly. They're expecting 15,000 people to pack the park today. The sponsor is chipping in $200,000 to pay for additional security, portable bathrooms, and extra trash cans. They're also paying for a mile-long fence around the area to help contain the celebrations.
Oh, yeah.
Our task is to try to mitigate and remediate the impacts of 12 to 15,000
big word,
people
son.
Showing up.
With all the people heading to the park today, organizers say they're bracing for big crowds, traffic, and also some smoke. People are going to be able to smoke recreational marijuana if they're over the age of 18 inside of the fencing that was put up here. But
it's weird. I wonder if she got that right. It's been legalized for adults 21 years and older. Why would they put the age of those in the park and inside the fence at 18? I don't know. I have to further research that. I don't know if that number is correct.
Marijuana is still illegal in public. San Francisco PD going to have plenty of officers on hand here. The event goes from 9 to 5. Live at Golden Gate Park, Katie Nielsen, KPIX 5.
9 to 5. Working hard, motherfuckers. Yeah, that's right. So that was what was going on in San Francisco. Now, the last video we're going to do here in hour one, which is a pretty short hour, but, you know, I got stuff to do. There's stuff going on. I guess I could play one of the videos from the next hour. So it really wouldn't matter. But no, fuck that. We'll see. We'll see what kind of mood I'm in. Anyway, it's 420. Maybe you've partaken a little bit too much, and you have found that elusive area that is known as Too High. Well, here's some, as promised, some random lady from the internet to tell you what to do about that.
Hey there, champ. A friend told me you got a little too high. I'm sorry, pal. This sucks. You may feel like you've gone permanently insane or like you're dead. Here's the good news. You're alive, and your sanity is probably intact.
Word.
You're just really, really high.
Life hacker.
The first thing you should know is you're safe. No one ever overdosed on cannabis, and you won't be the first. It's going to be okay. You might be feeling way too high for a few hours, but let's not focus on that now. Time has probably lost all meaning for you anyway. So here we are, and everything's gonna be all right. You're real. You know what helps? A fresh breeze. Why not open a window?
It's true.
You can even go for a little walk. No one's looking at you, I promise.
Stay hydrated.
Are you hydrated? Weed can give you a serious case of cotton mouth, so drink up.
It's true.
You're not going to die from overhydration. Water is good for you. You're doing great.
I love how positive she is. You're doing great, champ. Really, you got this. You got this. You're, oh, buddy, friend, pal, you are doing awesome.
Got one of these beauties lying around? Lemon pulp, zest, and peels are full of terpenes, which can help regulate THC levels. A glass of fresh lemonade may be just what you need. Hey, let's visit your spice cabinet. Got any fresh peppercorns? There are chemicals in peppercorns that can help bring you down from a high. Grind some of these little guys. Give them a sniff. Don't worry if you sneeze a couple of times. Your brains are still in your head. You're good. Hey, sweetie, you know what helps? A nice sitcom. Nothing too fast-paced or complicated. May I suggest going through the back catalog of Friends? Laughing is fun.
Friends is an odd suggestion for 420, but yeah, whatever, man.
Are you freaking out all by yourself? Oh, that won't do. It's time to call a trusted friend.
There you go.
Talking things through can do wonders and remind you that you're a person and not just a cloud of terrifying thoughts. Feel free to watch this video as many times as you want. Mm. Nothing bad will happen as a result, little buddy. You're going to be okay. Is that right?
The fuck is she rubbing?
That's right.
She's rubbing something. I don't know. That was weird. It was like a potato, but not a potato. Something other than a potato. I think since we've done this first hour pretty quickly, we'll take a video from the second hour. In Hyde Park, England, they had a 420 celebration, and more of these videos are online. There's one a little bit later as well, an hour or two. This guy asking stoned people at Hyde Park questions. But about 11:20 Eastern time, I guess it was, in the United States, was 420 in England. So there were some 420 celebration videos up on YouTube by the time we did the show. This is like a 10-minute video, so we're obviously not going to watch the whole thing. This is some random dude at Hyde Park, in Hyde Park, England. And after a minute or two, you realize he's not that entertaining. And why? Why are you going to stream your shit or put it on YouTube if you're just not, I mean, I don't know. Let's see. Let's watch together. Dope music.
Alrighty then, we're at fucking Hyde Park, 420.
Narration's good, do that.
Let's follow this guy.
Let's follow this guy. That's good, that's good for a video. Some could happen.
It's clearing out now. I didn't have a chance to record earlier because I was so busy enjoying myself.
Translation was too high to turn on the fucking camera. Come on, dude. Get your shit together. You're chronicling history.
Skating. I got the skates today. And I've lost the people I was with.
Ha!
I think the battery's dead. So, it's lone wolf time. Just the way I like it.
Voices. That's always good for a video. I guess it's basically a question.
Panorama shot.
Him wandering around.
This is all emptied out now. This was all completely packed earlier.
I love that. This Trust me, earlier before I started videoing, this place was packed. There was all kinds of crazy, fun, cool shit going on. But this is when I decided to start recording right now.
It's a walking street. I'm just going to follow this guy with the speaker. He's just preaching.
Why you want to follow that guy? Now if that guy turned around and be like, what the fuck you doing?
Hello, Optimus Moose. How you doing?
What does that mean? What? It's an English reference I don't get.
Right about now.
Okay. All right, I can't take any more of that. Whew. Now I'm glad I got rid of that. I'm glad I didn't taint hour two with that. Anyway, chapter one, verse 38. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the first hour. Go check out the second hour. Audio on sternjesus.net, and of course, with the full two-hour video of the show, patreon.com/sternjesus420. Become a patron of the show. That would be awesome of you. If you're watching the live stream on Twitter, Periscope, thank you. Happy 420, everybody. This has been Chapter 1, Verse 38, April 20th, 2018. I'm gonna get up out this bitch, as the kids say. Gotta get the music. Wow, a lot of fucking shit on here. I can clear away some of these videos. Holy crap, man, there's a lot going on. All information on the show and more. StonerJesus.net. All our social media. Go follow us on all that stuff. Now, go to hour two. We got more 420 videos. We have our interview with StuffStonersLike.com. The guys from that, from back in the day. A classic interview. And more. Chapter 1, verse 38, a 420 special, hour 2. This is the end of hour 1. Thanks, everybody. Go keep spreading the word about sternjesus.net. And as always, peace, bitches.